My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 439 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, so I hope you guys are having a really good day. My day was kind of interesting. I just saw an interview of a podcaster, right? Some guy in France who was doing podcasting and stuff. And he will have like a course or something out on, you know, how to start your podcast and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, after 400 something episodes, you know, there are some few things that, even though I feel them, I kind of like, not that I take them for granted, but, you know, seeing someone, talking about it is actually a good reminder, a good refresher. So, you know, what they were saying in there was, that what I like about the podcast and podcasting, the reason why I went to podcasting instead of YouTube, is the level of kind of like intimacy that I can create with you guys, you know, on the audience. So I don't know, I mean, some of you guys have been listening to every single episode, and depending on how long the episode is, but let's say, for example, it's as if we have a chat for like half an hour every single day, you know, and it's as if we're buddies, man. I must be presuming or something, but I can talk from experience. I was listening to some guy's podcast, a French guy that I absolutely admire. The guy's the best. And I felt like he was my buddy, man. I mean, I felt like I knew everything about him. And that we're like good buddies and stuff. And we have this time that we spend together and everything. And it's just like a very informal chat. So this is the reason why, you know, since the beginning, I haven't changed the format of the podcast, right? It hasn't become like a, you know, Stanford or Harvard lecture or something, you know. It has stayed original, stayed the same, because that's one of the things that I really loved when I was listening to his podcast, and that's what I want to have with people, right? Because this is how I am, right? So what you hear here is me, right? It's very simple. This is how I will talk, I will speak if you are here sitting with me asking me a question, and we'll go together through, you know, the answer, right? So I just want it to be like very genuine and stuff. And it does create a certain level of proximity with the audience. So you guys, you know, I don't like to call you guys with the audience, with the tribe, right? I think, you know, I don't know how many episodes you've listened to. Maybe it's the first episode you listen to and you're like, oh man, this dude is crazy. Well, maybe. But if you've listened to a bunch of episodes, you know, maybe I'm you know, part of one of your friends now, you know. and I just thought it was really cool. And just the, you know, the format, what I like about this format is also that you're not kind of like restricted to a specific place in your house. Like, for example, if you were to watch a YouTube video, then you need to watch the damn video, right? Even though sometimes you can say, oh, I will listen, but just because there is a video, you are going to wait until you can actually see the video. So, you know, stuff like if you're driving, if you're walking, if you're blah, 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 it is a problem. And the thing with videos as well is people lose, we lose patience very, very fast on a video, okay? You know, for example, I have a plugin that allows me to speed up videos, okay? Because sometimes I just don't want to go through the whole video in the normal speed, and I will speed it up. So people are like talking like blah, 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 blah. Right, so I will do this, but I have never done this with an audio, all right? I don't know why. You know, there's this, we have this relationship with videos where, dude, I mean, your attention, like visual attention for that long, you have, and plus you have all sorts of distractions. You have some, you know, related videos here, related videos there, and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. And then notifications popping up here and there. So, you know, you have to stop everything, you know, when you're like listening to, when you're watching a video, whereas it's not the case on like a podcast. You know, you could, you know, it's like radio, you know. You could, you know, listen to it while you're cooking, while you're driving, while you're walking, even when you're showering or something, you know. So you could have like a, I don't know, speaker or something, not too close to the water, please. But you know, it's stuff like that. So it was a very, very good reminder for me that I really love and enjoy this this format. And I hope that you guys, if you've been following me for a while, that you do enjoy the format as well, and that, you know, we were able to create this bond, and that I do actually help you. You know, we can deep dive into a subject and actually cover it in like very granular details that we couldn't do if if it was a sales video or something, like, you know, it has to be, you know, really fast, or a YouTube video or something like this, you know. So that's what I like to do. I love deep conversations. That's what I do, right? Everywhere I go, even if you see me go to a party or something, you know, I have a buddy who says that I never go anywhere, but, you know, if I go to a party or something like this, what will happen is that I will, talk to a bunch of people, and then I might find someone I have a lot of things in common with, and then we'll end up just talking, maybe a small group of 2-3 people or something, but it will be very, very deep, like a very deep conversation. It's something I like to do. I can sit here, I can talk all day, you know, so I don't know, it's just me, you know, that's what I do. So so it was really interesting, and if you guys are like thinking about, oh man, should I start a podcast or something like this, I really encourage you to do it. You know, just look at my podcast. Does it look like super? That I have sound engineers and all that kind of stuff behind it, a director who's cutting everything like every 2 words? No. You know, it's pretty simple. I have my mic, I have a subject, something I want to talk to you guys about, and I just talk about it, you know. It's actually very easy, and you'll be surprised how quickly you get used to it, you know. So then, obviously, there are a few things that you, a few questions that you have, like, oh, where do I start, and what kind of gear do I need, and all that kind of stuff, but these are details, you know. People are way more attached to the message than the form, I guess, you know. If you guys are still here, it's because it's the case, right? Because, you know, again, as I'm saying, in my podcast, I'll say, and then I'll laugh sometimes, and sometimes I have the crappy examples. I don't know where I'm going, and I forget why I got there and stuff, you know. You know, it's pretty cool. So, you know, it was just really cool to hear this, and I really encourage you guys to go out and try it. So for today, to be honest, now I've talked about this, I have no idea what I wanted to talk to you about. There was something I wanted to say. I don't actually remember what that was. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. See, it's not... You don't need to script stuff, and just be yourself. You know, it's the easiest thing. Look, the easiest thing you can do on this planet, and you're the best at it, is being yourself. That's the easiest thing. Nobody can be yourself better than yourself. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but you know, there is no effort on your part. You just do whatever it is that you normally do, okay? So so you're listening to me now. Well, this is who I am, man. That's what I do. I just go on a tangent and I don't know how we got there, you know? So anyway, I remember how we got here. So what I wanted to talk to you about is a quote that I saw today. And I think it's a very beautiful quote. And it's a symptomatic of something that everybody does, right? I do it as well. And some people suffer more than others about it. And it is something that affects us, right? So the quote says, "I'm not where I want to be, but I'm proud that I'm not where I used to be." Okay? So I'm not where I want to be, but I'm proud that I'm not where I used to be. And this is so powerful. It is really powerful because, so for example, right now, I have I know a person who's really struggling with this notion of, well, I haven't accomplished anything in my life. Where I am, look, I wanted to do this, I haven't done that, and blah blah blah. And it's basically hurting that person really, really bad, you know, like the self-confidence and stuff, like, oh, I suck, I haven't been able to do this, I haven't been able to do that, you know. And and that's one thing that I'm really trying to get a person to realize is that you know, when you're climbing a mountain, right? I don't remember where I heard this image or this expression, but let's say you're climbing a mountain, right? You have to climb the mountain and stuff, and the mountain is I don't know, like 3,000 meters high. I don't know, something like that, 3,000 meters, right? So let's say you're halfway and you still have 1,500 meters to go. It sucks. It's a lot. And you're like, oh man. So you're bruised and battered, right? You're like, oh man, how am I going to get there, right? It's still 1,500 meters that I have to go. And you look at it and then you're depressed, okay? But what if you did something? You just changed your perspective for 1 second. And instead of looking up, you just look down. And you realize that, wow, you know what? I was at level zero before. And now I'm at level 1,500, okay? And that way you will be able, so this is exactly what this quote says, is if you have been able to accomplish a lot of things, a lot of things. So if you've been able to go halfway on the mountain, you know, it's 1,500 meters, right? I can even go that high with a car, you know, I don't even want to do it, okay? And for whatever reason, we're only looking at, my objective is 3,000. I failed. I suck. I'm just here. I'm just there. And then you're depressed. But dude, do you know how much you've been able to accomplish by getting halfway there? It's a lot, right? Because, you know, a few seconds ago, like the quote was saying, you know, you're not where you used to be. You used to be at level zero and now you're way higher. Okay. And, you know, changing this perspective will help you a lot in terms of, you know, a lot of the things that you have to do and a lot of the success that you have is also based on the motivation that you have, right? If you do have the motivation and the drive to go and do stuff, this is when you put in the action and then the actions will turn into results, then results will turn into certainty, and then you put more action and stuff, right? And you get the results, okay? And so motivation is huge, right? And if you're always looking at the bad side of things, like, oh man, I still have this to do, I haven't done that, I'm still not there and stuff. Yeah, I mean, your motivation is obviously going to suffer from it. And the next thing you know, you won't necessarily, I mean, it will be harder, way harder for you to achieve anything, because you're basically forcing yourself to kind of like push through, like, oh man, Jesus Christ, I still have this to do. Whereas if you're looking at it from the other perspective, like, oh man, look at what I've been able to do. This is motivating you, right? So it is actually pushing you. You're not forcing yourself and and, you know, fighting some internal battle of, oh, should I keep going or not or something. No, this thing is driving you, right? And like, dude, look what I've been able to do. Let me do more, you know? And it's a very basic just change of perspective. You know, what's the term? I don't remember the term. But anyway, you know, and it's very, very simple to do. It's a very simple thing to do. It's not easy because, you know, because I don't know, like the generally speaking, kind of like around you, people will behave like this, and people will only, like a lot of people, not everybody obviously, are going to point out stuff that you haven't done instead of pointing out stuff that you've been able to achieve. And we're always conditioned to only look at the final goal, you know, thinking that, well, the final goal is perfection, and everything you do has to be perfect, right? If it's not perfect, then you suck, all right? Whereas, dude, don't focus too much on, oh, okay, so this is the goal. Obviously, what's the expression? Get your eyes off the ball. I don't remember the expression, but anyway, you understand what I mean. You know, you always want to have the goal in mind, but please take a minute to realize what you have been able to achieve. Because, you know, just for example, remember the first day you started the job, right? So, you know, I don't know what your job is right now, but let's just imagine the first time you started, right? Well, someone say, go talk to Bob. He will explain what you have to do, right? So you go, you start talking to Bob, and Bob is telling you, okay, so you're going to do this and do that and stuff, and then you're going to program this, and then you're going to click here, and then blah, blah, blah. And you're like, dude, like, how do you want me to do this? This is complicated, man. And you're like, dude, I am never going to be able to do this, right? It sounds really, really complicated, okay? But, you know, next thing you know, you got the training and stuff, and then it becomes second nature, all right? And if you're trying, so let's now try to imagine that first day when you started. Do you ever, you know, did you at the time ever thought that you were going to be able to do what it is that you do now? I'm pretty sure that the answer is no, okay? I've seen a lot of people tell me, oh man, I'll never be able to do this. And, you know, you can do this. You can automate this because it's you. And I'm like, no, you can do it, right? And you know, after doing it, that's the thing, you know, when you start doing stuff and then it kind of becomes like routine what's the term? My English is horrible today. And you take it for granted, you know, where you should stop for a second and realize that not everybody knows this stuff, right? If you go out and you ask people to do something that you do every single day very easily, they have no idea how to do it. For them, it's like dark magic or something. So you have to realize how good you actually are in that field where you are. Instead of looking at, you know, Susan, who's been doing that for like the last 50 years, and you're like, oh, I'm not as good as Susan, you know? But dude, trust me, if you compare yourself to who you used to be before you started doing that and before you became second nature, then you'll see how much progress you've made, all right? So I'm saying this, it's not, I don't want to have you, you know, go into like philosophical and metaphysics and stuff. And, you know, it's not me, right? You know this, right? But, you know, again, your success will depend on the level of motivation that you have, right? So if you have something that's actually pushing you towards your goal, right? Because this will push you towards your goal. Like every day you're like, dude, wow, dude, look what I've been able to do. Oh, let me do this. Maybe I can get some more. And this is pushing you. Just imagine the image of someone pushing you up that mountain, okay? So this is what's going to happen if you look at it from the right perspective. You look down, you're like, wow, you know, and you have Bob who's behind you and he's pushing you all the way to the top. Whereas if you're looking at the top, like, oh man, I'm still not there, then you're like, you know, it's not upselling. It's the opposite of upselling. I think upselling, you're going down. Well, you're basically going up, like pulling yourself on this rope, and it sucks, right? It sucks. Nobody wants to do that, right? So this very small change, you know, in perspective, will change everything for you, right? The more motivated you are, the more results you're gonna have, and the easier it's gonna be, and the more objective you're gonna be able to reach. And it only takes one thing to change, is look down instead of looking up, all right? Because you don't actually realize how high you are right now. You don't realize, because you don't take the time to actually look at it. I wanted to find some sort of image to explain that, but you know, it happened to me a few times. Like, for example, you're running, you're doing something, and you know, next thing you know, you didn't realize that you were that far from where you started. Like, dude, did we run that much? I didn't realize, you know. We don't actually take the time to stop and appreciate what we've been able to do, but I'm just repeating myself here, right? I was trying to find an image, but I didn't find the right one. But anyway, so guys, just do this, right? Just, you know, changing this, I cannot find the word. It's like, I don't know if it's prison. Change that small little thing, that perspective. It's simple to do, all right? So there is a difference between simple and easy, okay? Simple is simple. Look down instead of looking up. That's very simple. Then easy is a different story, because you have to kind of like change habits that you've cultivated over years and years of looking up. But I'm just asking you, stop, look down, and then that will give you the motivation, and then you will be able to accomplish a lot of things, okay? So that's pretty much it, guys. I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I want to ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode, and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day, and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.